This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the show.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
Is size important? Is the length of a concert? Does it make any difference? Does it matter? I'm good 2.5 to 3 hours, and I'm ready to go. Back in the day, we used to go to Ozfest at Montage and multiple bands. That was like a whole day, day-long commitment.
Right.
But one band, one set.
If it's somebody you really love, it doesn't feel like that long. When I saw Elton John and Billy Joel together, it was a combined almost 4 hours. It went like that. I was on my feet the entire time, weeping. And it's a weird thing to weep and sing Crocodile Rock. I was just so happy.
Right.
So happy. So it didn't feel like that long. Maybe that's the key. When you do a festival, like you said about Ozfest, there's always two or three bands you're dying to see, but then there's sandwiched between like the Krusty Crawfish and Jimmy Jiggler Band, and you don't give a crap about either of those. So that's the thing about a festival. They feel longer because you don't care about everybody.
Concerts should leave the fans wanting more, like, you know what? I wish they would have done that, you know, like some more obscure track or a song you don't hear very often.
Although a few on her Facebook page would argue that Taylor Swift does that, even though she plays a really long time, you always still want more. Like Carrie, Brielle, Charlene, Kendra, bunch of you on Facebook, you're all saying that Taylor on the Eras Tour played an average of 3.5 hours. Not counting the openers.
Right.
And they said they never wanted it to end. A bunch of them went multiple times. I truly submit to you, my friend, that if Taylor Swift ran, you know how there's day camps for kids during the summer so the parents keep them occupied?
Yeah.
If Taylor Swift ran a day camp for adults, people would sit there all day and just listen and just, Taylor, I'm having the best time, day camp. I truly believe that. In fact, Taylor, you should do that.
You know, I don't want to, you know, jump on Taylor Swift here, but there has to be some filler there, songs maybe she wouldn't normally play, but the whole tour was, you know, the Eras Tour playing everything.
The catalog.
Yes.
But that's why they love it, I think. Jen said, I went to see Phish on New Year's Eve, Madison Square Garden. They played for 5 hours.
I can't imagine.
Oh,
I cannot. I don't care who the band is, how much you love them.
Well, there might be some substances involved. Not for you, Jen. Not for you. But you ever watch video of a show that you attended and you were super drunk and you thought the show was great when you were there, and then you see video later and you're like, oh, I was just super drunk. It wasn't that good.